What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to speak with UFC 202's Saba Hamasi as he is set to take on Tim Means on short notice. Now, we're going to give Hamasi a call and find out, you know, what it's like to get a short notice call up to the UFC and what his short training camp has been like and find out what we can expect from him. So let's give him a call.
Hello?
Mr. Saba.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, sir? Eddie Mercado here with Bloody Elbow.
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a little rainy here, but all's well.
That's good.
I'm sure South Florida's a little nicer.
Yeah, you know, it's nice and sunny.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, you're 11-5. You just got the call up to the UFC to fight Tim Means on short notice at UFC 202, which is the biggest event around, headlined, of course, by Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, too. What are your thoughts on that, man?
You know, I'm stoked. I can't wait to get in there and show why I deserve to be there. So I'm excited, just ready to go in there and fight.
Okay. Now, how did you even get mixed up in MMA to begin with?
Man, it was honestly, I didn't even know what MMA was until my senior year of high school. Teacher had the TV on and was watching TV in a pay-per-view event for, I forgot who Anderson Silva was fighting. This was back in 2007. Saw a commercial for it. So me and my buddies went and watched the event and I was just like, holy shit. It's like, that's awesome. You know, and I got in a lot of trouble for fighting when I was younger. I was in and out of jail for it. So I just loved to fight. And so I went, my dad owned a pizza place in Detroit and block up the road. There was a, you know, a dojo called Cooper's Gym, and I went down there and I signed up, got involved.
Okay, and what events kind of led you to American Top Team?
You know, my family was living back in Florida, and I was training up there for, you know, a little over a year, and I felt like I really wasn't improving in my ground game, you know. And
excuse me, real quick. Can we get the video? Can you get video in your Skype?
Yeah.
Awesome. Ah, yeah. Voila.
Wait, I was waiting on you to click it.
Okay.
I was like, what's going on here?
Awesome. Thank you. So you felt like your ground game wasn't improving. You felt like a change was needed.
Yeah, man, I wasn't growing there, you know, and so I figured, I was like, if I want to take this serious and pursue this career, then I have to go and train with the best. So, you know, just picked up my stuff and I moved down to, back down to Florida.
Okay, now who are some of the guys you're training with at American Top Team? Colby Covington trains down there, he's on the card.
Yeah, I mean, I train with Colby, I train with George Masvidal. Robbie, I've helped him in plenty of camps. Hector Lombard. I mean, I train with a bunch of dudes. Steve Montgomery, Steve Call. Just a bunch of guys over there. I mean, the list goes on and on for welterweights, you know, but got a bunch of guys. Will Brooks, Dustin Poirier. I mean, I train with all those guys, so.
A lot of good guys. A lot of top talent out there. Now, yeah. Of course, Ultimate Fighter 21, you had American Top Team versus the Black Zillions.
Yep.
What was your biggest takeaway from the show?
Biggest takeaway? I mean, it was a great experience. I just wish I did things a little differently. But, you know, of course, you don't get another shot at that. Yeah. I mean, just really wasn't happy with my fight at the end of the day. It's about it.
Now, do you feel like you won the decision there? Do you feel like it was a little controversial?
I definitely think I won. I don't even think it should have gone to a third round, but it did. And, but you know, it was close. It definitely could have gone either way, and I should have made it more clear. I mean, I totaled up all the strikes, and I've thrown way more strikes, defended all the takedowns, and when my ass did touch the mat, it was right back up. You know, I took a look at everything and I watched the fight multiple times. I broke everything down and I definitely think I won that fight. But maybe in the judge's eyes, it was close, I guess.
Now, currently 2-0 in Titan. Yep. Most recently, a very impressive knockout over George Pitino, who's been around the block since been around the block.
Yeah.
You know, what's it like getting that kind of veteran win under your belt?
It's great. You know, I love it. And just the fact that he took the fight on short notice, you know, because I had two opponents drop out on me. And for him to step up on short notice and fight me, you know, I thanked him so many times for doing that because I was pissed because I went through a whole fight camp and I didn't have a fight and I would have been really mad. So, but it was good. You know, I like fighting. It doesn't matter, you know, how many fights you got. That doesn't bother me. That shit like that doesn't really bother me. So at the end of the day, I love to fight and love to get in there and, you know, I can put on a show.
Okay. Now, on your plate right now, you got the call up, UFC 202, another guy with a whole lot of fights in Tim Means. He's been around the block. You know, he can do it all pretty much. What are your thoughts on this guy? I mean, he's coming off of a USADA suspension for tainted supplements, I suppose. I mean,
that's a word, but whatever. My thoughts on him, he's a tough dude. I just hope it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm guessing USADA's been testing him, so I'm hoping he's off the juice. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a chin check night for him. And he thinks he's going to have an easy W. He thinks he has an easy fight on his hands. But, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm capable of doing, and I didn't even have to use in fights, in previous fights. So there's a lot of new stuff, and I'm going to show that I'm a complete fighter on Saturday night.
Okay. Now, what was it like when you got the call? I mean, what were you doing? You got the call, and you're like, hey, UFC 202.
Yeah, man, you know, I was at my buddy's tattoo parlor, and I was just hanging out, and, you know, we're looking over some things for my next tattoo piece, and I got the call from my manager, and I missed it because my phone was, you know, vibrating, it was charging, and when I came over, it said, call me now, but when I picked up the phone, he was already calling back. And they were actually playing a joke on me, hit Brian Butler and Brian Hamper. They were telling me, oh, man, we got some bad news, da-da-da-da. Told me that I was going to be suspended for a year and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, what? That makes no goddamn sense. It's like, for what? And then I was like, man, I'm trying to put all this shit together and it's not making sense. They tried saying that I, like, failed a drug test after the fight. And I was like, I didn't even get tested. I was like, even if I did, I'd be okay. And they're like, man, we're just fucking with you. Congratulations. We got you a UFC contract. I was like, you motherfucker. I was like, I had a smile on my face all week, man. I still do. You know, every day I wake up and I'm as happy as can be. And, you know, I'm just happy. Now I'm where I belong. And like I said, man, I'm going to show why I belong here.
Okay. Now, did you get a multi-fight deal? Or is this just one and done?
I signed a four-fight deal with them.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Now, of course, this is short notice. You don't really have time to put a camp together necessarily. What kind of strategy are you going to implement?
It's a fight, man. Hey, you know, I'm gonna take whatever he takes me or whatever he gives me. So, you know, he's a really good striker. So I just got to be aware of his straight left, and he has good kicks too. So. But it's cool, man, because that's my game. I love to strike, so if he wants to sit there and strike with me, I'll take that any day. I mean, all I got to do is just touch his chin.
Okay, now, what's your prediction? How's it going to go down?
Man, prediction is I'm either going to knock him out, submit him, or possibly win by points. So, you know, I'm ready to go. I can go five rounds if I have to. I'm in great shape. And I'm just looking forward to the fight, honestly, man, because he brings it, I bring it. In my opinion, it's going to be fight of the night. So
awesome.
I'm just excited.
What are your thoughts about being on the main card on a pay-per-view?
Man, it's crazy. I didn't think I was on the main card. And because I never looked up the card or anything. And when I got the fight, I didn't even care. I was just happy to be signing with the UFC and fighting for them. And so I was super stoked about that. And I looked it up and it was like, dude, you're on the main card. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm on the main card. So I'm excited, man. And, you know, I can't really explain the feelings that I have. Like, get goosebumps throughout the week just thinking about it. You know, it's the biggest fight card. It's going to be the biggest fight card in UFC history. I mean, it's going to be a huge draw, and I'm the opening fight of the main card, so it's great.
Hell of a debut, I got to say.
Yeah, man.
What is your prediction for the night? Who are you going with? Connor, or are you going with Nate?
I'm going to go with Nate, man.
Okay. He'll get it done again?
Yeah, you know, it's like Connor's he's a great striker, and but I think he's lacking, his ground game's lacking. And Diaz exposed him, you know. But yeah. I knew that from the beginning. So it's all you got to do is get that fight to the ground, and I think it's a wrap, especially with Diaz being such a good grappler, you know. And his boxing is really good, too. So I think it's going to go down the same way it did last time.
I mean, there's a good chance of that happening.
Yeah.
You got any sponsors you want to give a shout-out to or any people you want to thank?
Yes, definitely. Definitely want to thank Direct Vapor because they made this fight happen for me, my last fight for Titan FC. And Alienware, Garden of Life, Big Boy Auto Repair, Blurry Fades, Living Legacy Tattoos, Box River Wellness Center, of course, American Top Team, Sucker Punch Entertainment, my management team, because without them, like, I wouldn't be, you know, fighting on UFC 202. I know I'm missing some people right now. Big Boy Auto Repair, I don't know if I said that, but Big Boy Auto Repair, and I think that's it.
Awesome. Now, how can people get a hold of you? What are your Twitter handles and Instagram and all that?
Twitter is just my name, Sabah Hamasi. It's at Sabah Hamasi. And Instagram is TheProblem88. And the fuck else? Facebook is Sabah Hamasi. So that's about it. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking out the time. I know it's fight week. You got a huge task ahead of you, a huge event ahead of you. Best of luck to you, sir. UFC 202, August 20th. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
So there you have it. The 11-5 Sabah Hamasi set to take on Tim Means at UFC 202, August 20th. Live on pay-per-view. Go check it out. In the meantime, you can read me on bloodyelbow.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado. And be a good person.